its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Pig farmers here in Michigan and around the nation are losing piglets to a virus that is easily spread and almost always lethal to very young animals. Current state's Melissa Benmark has been looking into this. Hi, Melissa. What's going on here?
It's incredibly lethal for piglets, and 6 million so far. Actually, I've seen, in the time I've been doing research for this story, I've seen the number grow, and it's so easily spread. It's a little complicated. Of course, we had to get a specialist in on this. So Dr. Madonna Benjamin is an assistant professor at MSU and the Extension swine veterinarian, and she told me a little bit about what the disease was and what its impact is on the people who work with pigs.
The virus is called PED for porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, and that's the crutch of it. It causes diarrhea in piglets, and it targets primarily piglets, suckling piglets. The virus attacks the lining of the small intestine, and within the small intestine, normally, there are finger-like projections called villi, and those villi increase absorption of food or the sow's milk. When the virus enters into the piglet, it destroys those villi, thus destroying the absorption because it's reducing the surface area. And then it's a malabsorptive diarrhea. All the food is just dispensed out as diarrhea, and the piglets, in essence, waste.
Just give us a little bit of the history of the disease, if you would, when it got here and where they think it came from.
Okay. We're not sure exactly when it arrived. We have an understanding of when we understood or detected it, and our detection was in May of 2013. There were 2 to 3 states that had submitted samples. The clinical indications were very similar to another virus, another swine virus called TGE, and where piglets, high mortality or lots of diarrhea, and sows off feed. So the virus may have been here prior to May 2013. It just may not have been detected at that point. Where the virus is derived from, the industry's not sure. This strain of virus is very close or homologous to a strain of virus found in Asia, particularly one province in China. So it may have derived from Asia via live pig or a feed input, but at this point, we don't know for sure.
People always want to know if it's transmissible, something like this, to them or their pets or other animals. Is it known whether that is the case or not with this?
There are no known hosts of this virus. And people can track the virus on their shoes because it doesn't require much virus to infect a pig. But only pigs, this virus and its receptors are very specific to pig intestinal receptor sites. So no other species is affected by this porcine epidemic diarrhea virus.
Talk about it showing up in the U.S. because it sounds like it got here, the sightings of it happened in kind of an interesting way in terms of not how you'd consider a normal conventional spread of something.
That's a really good point. Typically, when a virus enters into a naive population, and the United States and Canada are naive populations, when a virus enters into that population, then what you'll see is you'll see movement typically in one, maybe two spots, and then you'll see the movement in the surrounding area very quickly. In this situation, it affected, and I hope I recall this correctly, but it affected 3 states almost simultaneously, and those states were Colorado, Oklahoma, and I believe it was Iowa. So proximity-wise, there wouldn't seem to be a common pattern. And also, between those farms that were affected, there was no common, you know, breeding stock, there were no common pig flow back and forth, and there was no common, to our knowledge, no common feed source. So this was very interesting how this virus entered into the United States. Once it established itself, now there's lateral movement because the virus is very interesting. It replicates into a high number of particles within the piglet. So a small amount of diarrhea will host, you know, 10 to the 8 log, which is huge number of virus particles. And it requires a very small number of virus to infect an animal. So it's really, for the virus, it's the best of both worlds. And so then it's highly infectious because we believe that it can be moved on trucks, when trucks move back and forth, and of course pigs are moved and marketed to slaughter, and that slaughter point becomes a commingling point for livestock. The industry is working with the meat processors and the slaughter plants themselves as far as improving biosecurity, and there's been good allegiance on that perspective. But once the virus hits an area, it moves very quickly, especially in high pig density states like Iowa or Minnesota.
I don't know if you can comment on this or not, but I had read in doing research for this, the pork producers were kind of hoping to be able to get a little better hold on the market for meat because the beef producers are having a bad time because of the drought. And now all of a sudden, literally millions of piglets are dying. Are you aware of you know, some of the impacts that the pork producers are looking at from this?
Prices of pork have increased, and I don't know all the reasons or the mechanisms behind that, but part of that would be we expect 6 to 10% reduction in the amount of slaughter. So that means that there's less meat on the market. There's also a speculation game, of course, as far as stocks and hedging and pricing like that. So that may have shifted the price of pork as well. That may have been a player in that. But that's kind of outside of my scope, and it's what I've heard from other people.
So obviously, part of the nightmare of this is that it spreads so incredibly easily. Really, I mean, what can pork producers, big farmers, small farmers, what can they do to slow this thing down?
One of the areas that has really taken off since the entry of PED is biosecurity. And it's not only the pork producers, it's also anyone who's going to enter the farm. Service providers, we're hosting a meeting for service providers in mid-June to help them understand how they might track the virus. So let's say, for example, during manure hauling, we know that the virus can survive in manure. And if a service provider is at one farm and then picks up the virus there and then drives to another farm to, you know, distribute propane or something like that, they could actually track the virus. So the industry on a whole is becoming more versed in biosecurity. So the first aspect of spreading a virus is among the species. So pig to pig is the first one. And then transport is another area because the pigs enter the truck and then they come off the truck and there's organic matter or manure that's left behind, and the virus can survive very well in the manure. The other aspect is the people aspect. So if someone walks into manure or is carrying manure or organic matter on their clothes or their boots and they walk onto another site, then they could contaminate that site. So we're teaching people our terminology is PED, don't bring it home. And so we're teaching people to ensure that they wash their trucks after they've come back from a common event, especially if there's other pork producers. And bleach is very effective disinfectant. Also to wear shoe covers. So when they come back into their truck, they would remove their shoe covers, use a hand sanitizer to wipe down their hands, wipe down the steering wheel, and frequently wash their mats on their trucks. That needs to be protected.
Just going into summer fair season, for those of us who don't have livestock, usually our only contact with a pig is at the county fair. Do you think there will be some changes this year in you know, people being able to touch pigs in that kind of setting, or things that people should be aware of to try and not spread this anymore?
I believe that, first I'll take a step back, the virus doesn't fare very well, pardon the pun, in the summertime. So we don't expect to see a high number of cases in the summer. You know, it's dry, it's hot. We expect that the virus will die out or at least dissipate quite a bit. Also, show pig people have a lower density of pigs. So they have one or two or maybe five pigs in their barn, which is different from a commercial setting. So that reduces the risk in itself. But there's always a chance of this happening. And pigs are cute, as we all know, and people do want to touch pigs. So I have heard that some fairs are looking at putting a second barrier around so that people aren't actually touching pigs. And that will probably be of benefit on a couple of levels anyway, you know, as far as whether it's PED or it's with respect to other areas. I understand that people don't go and try to touch the chickens, so it's less of an issue with chickens as it is with swine. So I think that there will be some changes in some of the fairs, and it's a progression over time because the fair season is starting soon.
Dr. Benjamin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa. My pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.